97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, they've released the official cause of death for the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan. And not a surprise, because everybody kind of suspected it. He died of a heart attack. Myocardial infraction is what they say caused it. But he had a host of other things going on. He apparently had a form of leukemia.
I did not know that.
Not what killed him. And he had AFib, which is a known heart condition. I know a lot of people with it. My mother's had it. I've got a cousin who's gone through hell with it. But those are not the reasons he died. It was a pretty massive heart attack, apparently.
That's really sad.
That is sad. I love the Hulkster. And I was thinking the other day, one of my favorite scenes, I think it was in Rocky 2. Check me here, Ethan. When Rocky agreed to face him in a charity event, he was 6'7", 300 pounds. You know, Sylvester Stallone is not even quite 5'10", I don't think. And he picked him up and heaved him out of the ring after... The Hulkster was getting rough with him. It was supposed to be an exhibition.
Right.
That was one of my favorites.
Did you say Hulk Hogan was 6'7"?
Yes.
He's a huge dude.
He was a big guy.
I mean, obviously you can tell he's like bulky, but I had no idea he was that tall.
Yep.
Wow.
6'7" tall, 320 pounds in his prime.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Have you seen this really crazy video of this amusement park ride that snapped in half, basically?
I did not.
In Saudi Arabia. 23 people were injured. There's video of it, and it's... How would you describe this, Ethan? It's like a giant wheel-looking thing, and it goes up to the tippy-top, and then it's supposed to swing down, and it went up, and then when it was basically at its peak height, it just snapped in half and came crashing down. It actually could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
The way that it hit the
supports.
The supports, thank you. It could have been a lot worse. Like people could have died, but
nobody died.
No one died. 23 people injured, but the video is terrifying.
Wow. Makes you think of it. I always worry about that at those carnivals and stuff, which
I would probably
never let one of my kids ride one of those again, but not at a regular amusement park. You just don't think about that.
Yeah. Well, you'd like to think that they test those, which they say that they do, but anyway.
WNBA viewership is up 21% from last year, even though Caitlin Clark has missed a number of games due to injuries, probably because the other idiots in the game are beating up on the Golden Goose. And I don't know what the hell's wrong with them. I guess I'm not surprised by that. I don't know if they're reporting it to try to say that the popularity of the sport, it's not all about Caitlin. Chicken crap is what I say to that. People might have tuned in. They tuned in because of Caitlin. Now, if a few of them decided, well, I'll keep watching a few games till she gets back, that may be why viewership is up. And good for them if it is, but they still need to acknowledge the fact that what drew the people's attention to it was Caitlin Clark. Period. End of discussion.
She was definitely the reason why so many people tuned in. But you do start, just like a show, where you start the show and you're like, this is not that great because you watched the first episode.
Yep.
And then second or third, you start getting more attached and you like the characters. And then all of a sudden, you're binging it until 3 a.m. So it's kind of like that, where I feel like you started watching it because of Caitlin, but then maybe you liked some other players and maybe you just like the fact that Angel Reese is crazy and you're waiting to see what next stupid thing she's going to say or do.
How many me bounds she's
going to do. Yeah, and then that's why you continue watching. Hey, some sad news. Justin Timberlake has revealed he has Lyme disease. He made this announcement on Instagram, and he was talking about how he's been dealing with a lot of pain and very debilitating and, nerve pain. I mean, all sorts of things. Super, super tired.
Wow.
He was feeling it on stage. Felt like he had to continue on with his tour, but then right when the tour ended, he announced he has Lyme disease. And, of course, that's spread by these deer ticks.
I know people that have had that. It's affected. Like, they can't eat red meat anymore.
Yes.
They've had all kinds of problems.
I just was talking to somebody about that.
It's frightening. Have you seen, though, those videos from his tour?
No.
It's embarrassing.
He
just goes up there, and he's not even singing. He's having the crowd sing.
Wow.
Like, people are mad because they paid for this, and then he's not doing anything. It's embarrassing. Go look at him. Maybe it is his Lyme disease.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that, but
it
looks like he's just cashing in, taking the money.
Cashing the check. So we were talking about health earlier, and the president announcing this team that he's got all these pro players helping him out with. A growing number of Americans are now using AI, that's two words, Kim, artificial intelligence, to manage their health and wellness. A study showed of 2,000 adults, 35% report already relying on AI to understand and manage their well-being, from planning meals to getting fitness advice. Won't be long.
Taking over.
It is taking over.
Oh, brother.
It'll say, hey, try running into a wall and see if that works.
Okay, let's do that. AI told me to. Must be right.
You got to use your brain. Engage your brain. Come on, people.
Get more at 971talk.com.